The weather is perfect. The air is starting to get just the right bit of chill to it. The leaves have all started to turn. Oh, how delightful. For as long as I've existed, nature has never failed to amaze me. But more importantly, this means the town should be preparing for the autumn festival. Oh, how exciting, how exciting. I know I'm not supposed to care about such things. I should be above them all. But I do so enjoy reveling in their earthly delights. Yes, yes, my little subjects. Shower your goddess in praise. Offer me the finest food and drink you have. Do I sound greedy when I put it like that? Mayhaps just a little. It's all right. For the amount of work I put in for them, I deserve it. I didn't even notice anyone had approached me. I was lost in my daydreaming. Have you come to the temple to make an offering? You are looking for the head priestess. There is no such thing here. Oh, those clothes. You are a foreigner. I have seen others dressed like you in passing. It would explain why you were unfamiliar. I shall forgive you. I am not so egotistical as to presume that my name would be known outside of these lands. My dear, you stand before a goddess. Unlike the cowardly deities of your land, who hide beyond the clouds and meddle in your affairs, the gods of this land choose to walk amongst their subjects, to protect them, and live alongside them. Of course, you are here to seek my blessings, are you not? I was right then. Of course. You are welcome to pay tribute. You may not be one of my worshippers, but should you offer me your respects in such a manner, I will protect you as I would any of my subjects. I am seated upon the temple's offering box. Pay me whatever tribute you desire. I care not what land your gold has been minted in. After all, gold is gold. Well, are you going to make your offering? Oh, you must be thinking on how much to give me, aren't you? I understand. Take your time. I have eternity for you to decide, after all. You don't have any gold. Then, what do you expect to use to pay me tribute? Your body? My, how forward. You mean your sword arm? Tis true. I certainly could benefit from more able-bodied mortals to protect my realm. But why abandon your own? What do you hope to gain from seeking my blessing? Your lands have been beset by invaders. And so you fled to mine, leaving them to rot. And now you seek shelter here. Is that it? Perhaps you foreigners are as cowardly as your gods are. I'm wrong. Then pray tell, what is your intent? You seek aid for your people. Why should I meddle in foreign affairs? I care not about bickering between the Western kingdoms. The invaders will come for us next. Come now. The last time that your kings chose to attack us, they were beaten back handily. They haven't made any move toward us in hundreds of years. Why would they now? This is a new threat. I have heard whispers from the traders that hail from your lands. Whispers of monsters and beasts in the night. But I took it for farmers' tales of mere animals stalking their livestock. Will I help? I do not enjoy turning a blind eye at the plight of mortals. However, I have my own flock to tend to. Judging by your attire and armaments, I would presume that you are no simple swordsman either. While I would certainly accept your service to me as an offering, I'm not so certain about all of this. Expand my domain. You mean to say that, were I to intervene, those lands become part of my dominion? Interesting. If I took over those lands by protecting them, then none would challenge my claim. After all, they couldn't even protect their own people. Not to mention the shifting of the balance of power in this realm as my domain expands. Oh, yes, you would know of such things. Faith drives our power. The more faithful we have, the more powerful we become. We have a very fragile peace right now. No god dares to advance on the other. Nor do they attempt to poach believers. For if they failed in their efforts, they would be instantly set upon and devoured by the others. But this... The others are too far from the border to notice such efforts on my part. Nor do they even care about your lands. I, on the other hand, I am not nearly as short-sighted as they are. You make an excellent suggestion. Truly you do. If you pledge your blade to me, I take it that you will not complain when I include you in these efforts. Good. As expected. Now, to come to me with all of this, why don't you tell me who you are? You're a simple warrior. Do not lie to me, human. The way you carry yourself, the quality of the blade by your side, the knowledge that you have. You are not some mere warrior. You wish to pay tribute to me by way of service. How am I to trust you if you seek to mislead me? I'm glad you understand. So, tell me the truth, then. You are a princess. You're so far from home. But why attempt to deceive me? You fear being captured and used. That is a reasonable fear. Or at least it would be. Were you consorting with other mortals instead of me? No, no. I certainly will use you. But it shall be of your own volition. the cold evening air is setting in. Come, join me in the temple. I have visited your lands briefly. I know the comforts of our homes differ quite starkly from yours. But I do hope it'll be to your liking, my dear princess. If you hunger from your journey, you'll find my temple well stocked with food and drink. There are also guest rooms, should you stay the night. And I do recommend that you stay. Skilled swordswoman or not, the nights are frightfully dangerous. Here we are. This is my personal sitting room. Feel free to make yourself comfortable, princess. I hope you don't mind if I take a seat beside you. Not at all. Wonderful. Oh, and don't mind my tails. They do so love to wander. I wonder from time to time if they have a mind of their own. Now, your proposal does quite interest me. It fascinates me, even. But one thing is on my mind. Beyond the occasional bit of trade, our peoples have never had a very good relationship. You say you wish to pledge yourself to my service, but... well, you should know how fickle humans can be. Who's to say that you'll continue to honor that pledge after we've liberated your land? You swear to me on your honor as royalty. Oh, come now. We both know that royalty are often one step removed from being mere bandits. No. I do believe that I would need to have a deeper pledge than mere words. What do I have in mind? Oh, that's quite simple. You told me earlier that you wish to pay tribute to me with your body. If you made good on that offer and bound yourself to me in such a manner, well, I do think that I would be able to place my trust in you. Don't act so surprised. The gods of this land spend their time amongst the people. I think it would be more surprising if we didn't have the occasional dalliance with a human partner. Besides, I can smell the lust on you. You've been staring at my body since we first started talking. Who are you to pass judgment on the choice of my attire? Come now, a young lady in her prime like you. Why, it's perfectly healthy to lust after a goddess. After all, my body is perfection. A pact like this runs far deeper than words ever could. So... what say you? Will you let this fox lay with you for an evening? Or will you give up so easily and go home empty-handed? You do seem to think that I have the power to save your people, after all. Do I? Yes. Yes, I do. Truth be told, I am on the pinnacle of overpowering the other gods. This would be a chance not only to aid your people, but to unite my homeland under one banner. So, the right choice coming to me. Now, what say you, little princess? Do you have the resolve to save your people? After all I'm asking for is a little evening tryst. You will? Excellent. Excellent. Then I will accept your offering. Now, away with your armor. Don't worry, I merely transported it to one of the guest rooms. Far quicker than waiting for you to awkwardly strip all of it off. Is something the matter? Oh yes, I plan on taking you right here. Were you expecting some romantic lovemaking in my bedroom? How sweet. No, I am a ravenous fox, eager to devour you on the spot. I have no patience for playing around. Now, let me get a good look at the offering that you've prepared for me. This fit body, muscular, but not so much that it is unpleasant. Yes, this is the body of a warrior. The scar. Does it hurt when I touch it? No? Good. These strong legs. But more importantly, this cock. My dear princess, you are one of a kind, aren't you? My, I do think that I'm going to enjoy this little tribute of yours. Well, I suppose calling it a little tribute is misleading. How many maidens have you deflowered with this one? How many illegitimate heirs are flouncing about your country with nary a clue that they have royal blood in them? Not a one. You mean to tell me, with a dick like this, you're still a virgin? Even better. How exciting to be your first. And then I'll make sure that you enjoy it. Now, on your back, my dear. After all, there is only one position befitting of a goddess. Pardon me for not being interested in foreplay. It has been a number of years since I've had a chance to fuck like this. And I don't particularly care to play games. I suppose I could have the pick of my worshippers, if I saw fit. But I don't typically make a habit of fucking them. Call me picky, but I prefer to wait for exceptional partners to come along. I do think we've had enough chatter, though. Thank you for the meal, my dear princess. Yes. That is good. Big enough to stretch me a bit, but not so much that it's uncomfortable. Wonderful. Yes. That dazed look on your face. You are a virgin, aren't you? Well, that's all right. This old fox is here to teach you about all the fine things in life. And all you need to do is hold on for dear life. Mm. That starts you off slow. I don't want to push you too hard on your first time. I want you to enjoy it. For a virgin, you sure have a high quality cock. The way it stretches me out. I can tell from the look on your face that you're really feeling it too, aren't you? Good, yes. Just like that. It feels so good. I could. You came already. Oh, don't feel embarrassed. It's your first time. It's only natural. Not to mention, I imagine you have a whole lot more for me. So why don't we keep going, It's all right. It's perfectly fine. It's only a problem if I can't drain that out of you. I love this deck. It feels so good. God. Good girl. I'm gonna have so much fun teaching you about all the finest pleasures in life, making you feel so good. I can tell that look on your face that you want to come again. No. Steady yourself. Take a deep breath. You can hold on. It's still so early. We have the whole night ahead of us. You look like you've got control of yourself. In that case, I think it's time to take it up a notch. Oh, that feels so good. It feels so good. How am I gonna use that big this cock is? Oh, I sure got a good one tonight. Yes. Yes. Oh, just like that. Fuck me back. Nobody else ever has the guts to fuck me back. They all just want to lay there while I ride them. It's so boring, but you. For a virgin, you sure know how to move your hips, don't you? You're gonna be a good one for me. Fuck me. As hard as you want. You don't have to hold back. I am a goddess after all. You can be as rough as you want. Yes. Thrust deeper inside of me. I am a greedy goddess after all, and I want all of your dick. I want everything you have to offer me. It feels so good. You're doing such a good job. I can tell how hard you're trying to please me. How much work you're doing for me. Your legs are shaking, your cock is twitching, and you're trying so hard not to come right now, are you? Well, you're gonna have to try even harder. Cause I need it. So bad. I need it so bad. Feels so good. Yes. Don't stop. I feel so good. Yes. Your cock is stretching me out. Good girl. Fuck me. Fuck me like you're trying to get me pregnant. Do your best to breed me. It feels so good. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. Pound my pussy with everything you've got. I need you to come inside me so bad. It's coming, isn't it? Fuck me. Fuck me so hard. Come. Come inside of me. A perfect offering. Yes, yes. How wonderful. This warmth. Perfect. Oh, you came so much. even accounting for your early release. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It was your first time. You aren't used to pleasure. But that's all right. I'll train your cock to suit my needs perfectly. What about your homeland? Oh, of course, of course. But you don't think I'd let you go that easily after the fighting is settled, do you? Now, you are certainly an exceptional partner. I believe I may even choose to lay claim to you for the rest of your mortal life. My princess. My champion. My lover. Oh, if only you understood how fortunate you are. Well, I suppose that is enough for the night. I don't want to push you too hard. Oh, my, my. You really did fill me up. Such a good girl. Be proud of yourself. I was going to drag you off to my bed. But, well, I think it'd be nicer to stay right here. It's comfortable enough. And even I am feeling a bit tired after all that. I'll lie here with you. And take care of you. Until we both drift off to sleep. How does that sound? You can barely nod your head, can't you? Even more reason for us to stay put. Close your eyes, my dear. And let your goddess reward you for your hard work. Just close your eyes and relax, wrapped up in my soft hands. Revel in the pleasure that only a goddess can give you. Good. Good girl. You seem to be enjoying my tales quite a lot. In that case, you may have as much of them as you desire. Serve me well, and I'll take care of you and protect you. Yes. such a good girl. You seem to be enjoying the silky, soft touch of my tails so very much, aren't you? It isn't so bad to be a goddess's plaything, now is it?